100 years of radio.
It's 10 years this week since we lost this voice.
Here's number 31 on the KOL Tune Decks this week for the week of June the 26th. Here he is, old Tommy Jones. What's new, pussycat? I don't know. Have a look yourself. Oh, mind the dishes.
What's new, pussycat?
Tommy Vance, who died this week in 2005, aged 64.
Top 40 on Radio 1.
And welcome to listeners on VHF who've just joined Radio 1, not only for the top-selling singles of 1983, but for the rest of the evening as well. Now, do not forget, you can hear the nation's top chart show in super stereo right now on VHF.
Tommy began radio in the States, appearing here on Caroline, Radio London and Luxembourg. He was part of the launch team at Capital.
This is an engineering test transmission being made by the Independent Broadcasting Authority.
And appeared on Radio 1 too. Farewell, Tommy. And this week, 7 years ago, it was goodbye to Chris Carey, otherwise known as Spangles Muldoon.
What have I done there? Skeeter Davis and Till the End of the World, or The End of the World. That came out at the same time as I got my first flat. I left home at 15, and I used to earn about £2, 15 shillings a week to survive on, and I wanted to go it alone. So I got myself a flat and a job and all the rest of the things, and I ended up...
Chris launched Radio Nova and spent many years at Caroline, Luxembourg, Radio North Sea and Birmingham's Buzz FM, which he famously bought for £1. He died this week in 2008. This week in 1992, some of the last in the first tier of commercial stations were finally arriving, completing that UK map.
1992 was not a desperately prosperous time to be launching new businesses. There was quite a bit of recessionary pressure on the overall economy, and I think people thought that a small local radio station in Lincolnshire would be a license to lose money.
This is a test transmission from Lynx FM on 102.2.
Lynx FM.
The launch of Lynx FM this week, 23 years ago. And staying with Lincolnshire, the county's digital multiplex was awarded this week, 7 years ago. It's still not on air. This week in 68, John Peel began his lengthy foray into late night Radio 1. And he said in the first programme, this is the first of a new series of programmes on which you may hear just about anything.
And that was Dave Kelly with the... a few short lines, and this LP incidentally isn't released until the first week in August, so we can't tell you what the label is, which is a bit sad, but it's a very good LP anyway, and it's called Blues Like Showers of Rain, and some very good things on there. And it sounds, we've been rather a bluesy sort of evening generally this evening, which sounds that we might be getting into Mike Raven territory, but we're not actually, Mike, in case you're listening. And we were hoping that Mike...
John Peel, who began Late Night Radio 1 this week 47 years ago. 52 years ago, as the BBC flung itself into the swinging 60s, it sought to modernise. The Home Service, which was later to become the germ for Radio 4, well, its controller Gerard Mansell changed its opening theme from this... to this... Yes, Handel's Water Music, all part of the Home Service plan to modernise with a lighter, brighter sound. Simon Mayo graduated from BBC Local Radio to Radio 1 this week in 86.
Truly the most terrifying, scary thing I have done. I mean, I sat there in the studio on my own with everything all lined up and ready to go, and it was Talking Heads, and she was the first track, I remember it, and I needed to get that first voiceover right.
Simon Mayo through till 3 o'clock today, and Gary did say, please make your bit in the middle as much like mine as possible, except not quite as brown.
Simon Mayo, arriving at Radio 1 from Radio Nottingham this week, 29 years ago. Not many programmes last 21 years. This one did.
And round the corner I am. Good morning. It's funny how reticent some people are to give names, whereas others literally fill their postcards with full details of 200 or 300 people they'd like mentioned. At 37 Atherley Road, Shanklin, in the Isle of Wight, lives Mrs. D. Walker. She has a daughter whose home is The Nook, Avenue Road, Shanklin. Well, I'd like to be able to tell you the daughter's name. I'd like to blazon it to the skies. But alas, Mrs. Walker is not forthcoming. It's a pity, because it's her daughter's silver wedding anniversary today.
Housewives' Choice, which launched on the Light programme this week in 1946. It was on air 6 days a week, one of the first music strip shows on British radio. And how great it was back then. We used to read out the whole address, including the house number as well. It's 5 years since Six Music nearly was no more.
The problem with Six Music is it's quite a small audience currently, and it's therefore it's not a station which makes much sense from a value for money point of view. If we built that audience up, the danger is you run absolutely headlong into mainstream commercial radio in this country.
BBC Director General Mark Thompson this week in 2010 recommending the closure of BBC Six Music and the Asian Network by the end of 2011. It was not to be. Happy times this week, 15 years ago, for the BBC's Helen Bowden. She was appointed the second ever female controller of Radio 4.
Monica Sims was the first, who used to carry a big transistor radio in her huge handbag, because technology was such that if you wanted to listen, that's all you could do. Mm-hmm. So, and she wrote me the most wonderful letter when I got the job. Oh, I always used to think, Helen, that men make more fuss about the changes they make, but women just get on with it.
Helen Bowden speaking a couple of years ago, and happy birthday this week to Helen too. So with the end of Radio 4's Gulf War news offshoot, Scud FM, this week 24 years ago.
At the hotel where we're staying, the guard at the door is now wearing complete chemical warfare equipment, a man coming out with a towel across his face.
Radio 3 ending AM transmissions 23 years ago.
BBC Radio 3 on VHF and on 1215 kHz, 247 metres medium wave.
Commonwealth Games Radio launching 13 years ago.
And this is Mike Shaft wishing you a very warm welcome to BBC 2002 Commonwealth Games Radio.
Radio Trent extending into Derbyshire 28 years ago.
What will the first record be? Well, that was it. I trust it did.
And James Whale leaving LBC. BC 2 years ago.
Now, continuing our look at some of the capital's more interesting businesses.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.